Blog Talk Radio. Alicia.
For this one more time that God has allowed us to come together to receive, to be poured into revelation and knowledge and understanding of his word so that we can apply it to our daily lives. Amen. Welcome, everybody, to Wednesday night Bible study. Again, it is an honor and a privilege to be here to be a part of this lesson on today as we ask God to open up our, the channels of our spirit to receive on today. Amen. So good to see everybody here in Bible study. Amen. So we're going to dive right into our lesson on today. As we're still talking about spiritual warfare and deliverance, amen, hallelujah, we are daily, there's a war that's going on. We were born into a war, so we're dealing with spiritual warfare day in and day out, and deliverance is necessary to all that's in the body of Christ daily, amen. So let us pray before we go into our subject on today, a lesson. Father God, we thank you. Heavenly Father, we come giving you our honor, praise, and glory, and all the admiration. We come exalting your name above all names, for there's no one greater than you, Father God. Lord, we exalt your name above all, and we just want to say thank you, Lord God. We thank you for this day, for this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you for new mercy and new grace, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for what you've done, what you're doing, and what you're about to do. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we thank you that we can come and receive from you, great and mighty, oh God, that we may be changed in the name of Jesus Christ by your word, oh God. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We ask that you purify and sanctify our mind and thoughts, oh God, helping us to keep our minds straight on you, that our thoughts be pure, our thoughts be righteous, our thoughts be holy. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we ask, oh God, that you bless us, oh God, with revelation and knowledge and understanding of word and wisdom to apply to our daily lives as we study along the scripture on today, Father God, and the lesson. Let it take root and manifest in our actions. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, let it be engraved on our hearts and minds. Amen. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Thank you for loving us. Thank you, Lord God, for all that you do, oh God. We can't thank you enough, but yet and still we thank you. Lord, we love you. Lord, we need you. Amen. We come against every hindering spirit on the line today, every unteachable spirit, every fighting spirit, every spirit of division, every spirit of confusion, every spirit of fear, every spirit of anxiety, oppression, depression. Hallelujah. We come against every spirit of sickness, disease, aching, from the affliction, inflammation, of viruses. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and we decree and declare right now that you're dead, that you're destroyed, and we command you to cease your works and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord God. We bless your holy name, Father God. Lord, we ask that you increase us in our spiritual life and our spiritual growth right now. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and we thank you for, Lord. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Again, welcome everybody to Bible study. If you're just now getting on the line, welcome, welcome. We're still studying spiritual warfare and deliverance for our life and understanding the spirits that are operating. Hallelujah. When we have knowledge and knowing what is really going on around us, now we are not blind to the fact that what the enemy is doing. Amen. So now that we know, and then we have the tools to use to come against every plan and every agenda, hallelujah, and trickery of the enemy now, so we will not be defeated, and we will not be fooled or tricked, and we will not take any counterfeits or substitutes. Amen. It may look like it's a good thing, but we know better. Amen. Because we have the Lord on our side that teaches us all things, which is the Holy Spirit. Amen. Again, y'all, if you're just now tuning in, we're talking about spiritual warfare and deliverance. And today we're going to talk about behemoth, y'all, something of monstrous size, power, or appearance. A behemoth is any system that is large enough in size or power to oppress multitudes of people. So it can be religious, political, cultural, or economic system. Behemoths are erected by the enemy to keep the gospel out and multitudes of people in darkness. It's a system, y'all, that has been shaken and is falling. Is the behemoth of communism, you all. So communism, you all, was an antichrist system that controlled millions. I don't know if you all know that, but it was a system that controlled millions. The head of this system the USSR has crumbled economically and politically, and now the gospel is being preached in Russia and around the world, and churches and are springing up everywhere. So for years, the church prayed and fasted for this dismantling of this behemoth spirit, you all, and now we see the results of our prayers. So the behemoths, you all, are strongholds that must be broken in order to see millions of people released from darkness and come into the glorious light of the knowledge of Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 So the Lord is raising up an army of believers like us who understand spiritual warfare and will challenge and pull down the behemoths of our day. Amen. You all, let me know if y'all can hear me good because I have this headset on, and sometimes it works good and sometimes it doesn't. So if I can get Sister Billy, can you press 1 if you can hear me good? All right, well, maybe she can. Okay, good, good, good. Amen, amen. So, you all, I want us to look over here in the book of Job, chapter 40, verse 15. The book of Job, chapter 40, verse 15. That's the book of Job, chapter 40, verse 15. Hallelujah. So the Bible says in the book of Job, chapter 40, verse 15, and the King James Version, "Look now at the behemoth, which I made along with you. He eats grass like an ox." So the Lord is calling Job's attention to a creature known in his day as behemoth. So the Berkeley translation, y'all, calls him the hippopotamus. Another translation calls him the river ox. The ox is known primarily for his strength. So behemoth is a massive creature known for his power and strength. So his sheer size and strength make him a formidable foe, you are a formidable foe. So the church must realize that when we are dealing with behemoth, we are fighting a demonic system that is large and strong, whether it be religious, economic, culture, or political. There are some strongholds in various parts of the world that are behemoths. Amen? Amen. If you watch the news, even if you're on social media, you see these things that are going on around the world. So the behemoth is Islam. The behemoth of Islam. So just as communism, you all, control the minds of millions through its antichrist, idolatry, you all, so does the religion known as Islam. Islam controls entire nations, enslaving millions of people through its antichrist message. The gospel is kept out by this behemoth, and millions are dying without the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. See, the church must realize that we are fighting more than a spirit of antichrist and false religion. We are dealing with a behemoth that influences and controls governments, cultures, and economies of entire nations. So this religious system has enslaved some nations for over 1,000 years. It is an oppressive system that enslaves multitude to its rigid code of religious law. And the good news is that the behemoth is Islam will fall, just as the behemoth of communism is falling. And the gospel will be preached to those people for whom Jesus died for. Amen. When we look in the book of Job, same chapter, verse 16, and it reads in the King James Version, "See now, his strength is in his hips, and his power is in his stomach muscles." So we see this right here in the scripture. So this verse talks about the strength of the behemoth's loins. The loins represents the ability to reproduce and have offspring. So reproduction is a key to having dominion. Whatever or whomever is able to reproduce will eventually have dominion and the ability to subdue. So the strength of the behemoth is his ability to reproduce himself and subdue those under his power. So this was the key to communism. Amen. Welcome, everyone that's just coming into Bible study. Welcome. You are from its roots in Russia. The Bolshevik Revolution in 1917 it spread to such a place as China and North Korea and North Vietnam, Bulgaria, Poland, Hungary, and other parts of the world, Yugoslavia, East Germany, Latvia, Lithuania, Estonia, Afghanistan, Cuba, and Romania. So this saying, the same is true in Islam, of Islam, you all. From its roots in Arabic, it spread to countries including Algeria, Egypt, Libya, Tunisia, Morocco, and Turkey, Afghanistan, Sudan, Malaya, Nigeria, Indonesia, Pakistan, Iran, Iraq, Lebanon, Syria, Niger. I mean, in all these different places, these nations are completely or partially under the control of Islam. I had an opportunity to read the Quran for myself and understand and even talk to some of those who were part of the, you know, the Islamic or the Islamic family. See, when we look in the book of Job, chapter 40, verse 16, y'all see now his strength is in his loins and his validity in the navel of his belly. Hallelujah. And this is in the Superior translation here. And understanding that and having understanding what is going on. See, the Spiral, the Spiral, and I'm going to spell that for you, S-P-U-R-R-E-L-L, S-P-U-R-R-E-L-L, translation speaks of his validity, you all. To be viral means having the nature or properties or qualities of an adult male, capable of functioning as a male in copulation. So this is the ability to reproduce. The ability to grow, to multiply, and subdue. This is a spiritual law. Be fruitful, as the Bible says in Genesis 1 and 28. Be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it. So whatever is fruitful multiplies and replenishes will eventually subdue. So behemoth's ability to reproduce gives him the strength to subdue. So the political system of communism and the religious system is Islam reproduced themselves in many nations. They became behemoths that controlled the people and bound of nations, preventing them from receiving the truth. When we look in the book of Job, same chapter, you all, chapter 40, go down to verse 17. The Bible says, he moved his tail like a cedar. The sinews of his bones are wrapped together. So this verse speaks of his tail and his sinews, his muscles. The New American Bible says the sinews of his thighs are like cables. The thigh is one of the strongest muscles of the body, you all. When we come down to verse 18, chapter 40 in Job, verse 18, it says his bones are as strong as pieces of brass. His bones are like bars of iron. My God, my God. We our bones provide the structure for the physical body. The structure of a behemoth is one of strength, characterized by strong bones. His bones, though hard, are not impossible to break. However, it is difficult to break a system, you all, that has become a behemoth. That has become a behemoth. So yet with man, this is impossible. But with God, all things are possible. The Jerusalem translation says, his vertebrae are bronze, tubing, his bones as hard as hammered iron. When we jump down to verse 18 in Job chapter 4, we jump down to verse 19 in Job chapter 40, the Bible says in the King James Version, he is the chief of the ways of God. He that made him can make his sword to approach unto him. The Amplified says, the hippopotamus is the first in the magnitude and power of the works of God in an animal life. Only he who made him provide him with his sword-like tusks, or only God who made him can bring near his sword to master him. So there is not a creature that God made that he cannot control. Amen? The Lord with his strong and mighty sword can master behemoths. Every ungodly antichrist system that has been erected by the devil to hinder the message of the gospel can and will be destroyed by the awesome power of our God. Amen? Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. The gates of hell will not prevail against the church. Behemoth's power will be broken, his bones crushed, his sinews ripped, and his loins stripped of power by the power of our God, Almighty God, Sovereign God. Amen. The New King, the New English Bible, you all say that he is the chief of God's word, made to be tyrant over his peers. The key word here is tyrant. Behemoth is a tyrant, religious, political, economic system that our behemoths become tyrannical and oppressive. They become controlling and domineering. This is nothing other than the spirit of witchcraft. To control the mind and will of a person or a people is witchcraft. I'm going to say it again. It is witchcraft. The gospel of Jesus Christ always produces liberty. Behemoths resist the gospel and the truth of Jesus Christ and attempt to keep people in bondage. Behemoth denies religious freedom, fights the existence of the church, and tries to control the church. This can be a tyrannical, you all, government system such as communism, which thanks to be to our God, our Father, is crumbling around the world. Or religious systems such as Islam, which shall fall. Glory to the Most High God. Amen. In categorizing you all strongholds, saints need to understand that some come under the category of behemoth. This stronghold cannot be attacked like others because of the sheer size and the magnitude of its strength. This size can include geographical, monetary, political, and military strength. It took years, you all, to play and dismantle the behemoth of communism. Persistence and patience are necessary in pulling down a behemoth. Prayer, fasting, and often, you all, Mercedon, are necessary to destroy a behemoth. My Lord, my God, hallelujah, hallelujah. I want to continue on with the lesson, you all. Anyone have any questions or comments at this time? If you would press 1, we'd love to hear your comment or even your question. See if we can ask any questions that you may have or any comments at this time. Press 1. Hallelujah. If you're online listening today and you have a comment or a question, please call us at 845-277-9213. Hallelujah. Amen, amen. Hallelujah. Yeah. Sister Dilla, you had a question?
I'm going along with the lesson.
I'm sorry, I can't hear. I'll look at my phone. Let me try to. Oh, I can hear you.
You can hear me?
Can you speak up, son? It's all right. Come again.
Can you hear me now?
Barely, but go ahead. I'll see if I can make it out. Go ahead.
Let me get off the speaker. Hold up.
Oh, well, I can't hear you.
What about now?
I barely can hear you. Go ahead. I'll see if I can make it out.
You were speaking of what you call it, the monster, behemoth?
Behemoth, yeah, behemoth.
B-E-H-E-M-O-T-H. Is that speaking, so is it speaking of that we... Is it speaking of that we be one of that person too?
Is it speaking that we are one of the, are you part of being of the behemoth that's going on in the world? Behemoth is describing when it's something that's large in multitude and size.
Okay. Trying to figure it out.
Yeah, so when it says something that's geographic, when you think of geographic, you think of a large portion, a large part. We're not talking about 3 or 4 people. We're not talking about 100 or 200 people. We're talking about multitudes, thousands, millions of people that are operating under a system. Like Islam, you know, it's a multitude. Mm. It's not just, it's nationwide. It's around the world. So this is behemoth because it's a large amount.
Oh, okay, I got it.
Yeah, and I'm going to go ahead and explain more about it here. So we are in Christ. We are in Christ. And so with the system, when we're talking about, you know, coming against the behemoth and how it's large in size and how it's controlling a multitude of people and keeping the people away from Christ as a multitude, not just a few people, where we're talking about millions of people from nation to nation, and it's spreading.
Oh, okay, got it.
So I'm explaining more to you here. Okay, so I'm going to break it down more to you here in the lesson today.
Okay.
All right. Thank you for your question. God bless you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hallelujah. Amen. I hope I'm not moving too fast, y'all. Like I said, I went in Bible study. I try not to give too much at one time. Just kind of pour a little bit. And if you have any more questions, open it up for questions and comments. Martin Luther and the behemoth of religion, I want to talk about that. A religious system, y'all, can become a behemoth when it becomes controlling and oppressive. So when it becomes something that's trying to control, we talk about behemoth, something that is massive and that is controlling, and it becomes oppressive. You know, it wants to control, mind control a person to think only one way and be this way. You got to do good to get good. This is what we're talking about. We talk about behemoths. So a religious system can become a behemoth when it becomes controlling and oppressive. Martin Luther found himself facing a behemoth when he began to oppose the teachings of the Roman Catholic Church. So the established church of his day controlled kings, governments, and entire nations of people. The word of the Pope was supreme, and he was considered to be the voice of Christ on the earth. He was considered infallible, you all, and he had the right to install, approve, or disapprove of kings and rulers. So the Roman Catholic, you all, the Roman Catholic Church, I'm sorry, bear with me here, had absolute authority in church matters to establish and set doctrine, to ordain and install ministers, priesthood, to excommunicate members considered heretics, and much more than that. Those who disagreed with the teaching of the church were not only subject to excommunication, but also death. So many were placed on the rack, a method of torture designed to stretch the human body, burn at the stake, or beheaded. The Roman Catholic Church was so large and powerful, it affected the politics, economics, religion, and culture of most of Europe during the Dark Ages. Martin Luther, we're not talking about Martin Luther King Jr., not the civil activist. Martin Luther, you all, is known as the father of the Protestant, you all, Reformation. So he was not only a reformer of his day, but his stand against the behemoth of his day was unprecedented. So he was excommunicated with the Roman Catholic. Yeah, excuse my tongue. Something is wrong with my head and my mouth. I don't know what's going on, but I'm going to press through it. Amen. So back in the church then, back in 1521, those who followed him were called Lutherans. I don't know if you all ever heard of Lutherans, the Lutheran church. Okay, so those then they followed, they were called the Lutherans. They left many of the teachings of the established church, which they considered false when compared to the word of God, and began to follow the teachings of the Holy Bible. So behemoth can become violent when attacked. He uses fear and intimidation to maintain his control. The Taylor translation of Joel chapter 40, verse 19 that we read says how ferocious he is among all of God's creation. So let whoever hopes to master him bring a sharp sword. So Martin Luther lived in constant fear for his life. There was an indict issued that declared him an outlaw. Legally, anyone could strike him dead and not be punished for murder. But the anointed upon Luther caused him to preach and teach the word of God in spite of the behemoth of established religion. His message of the just, you all, shall live by faith. Hallelujah. Hebrews 10 and 38 shook the religious system of his day and set many people free from religious error and false teaching. When we look here in the book of Joel, we're still in chapter 40, but come down to verse 23. In the King James Version, it reads, "Behold, he drinketh up a river and hasteth not. He trusted that he can draw up Jordan into his mouth." The Amplified translation says, "Behold, if a river is violent and overflows, he does not tremble. He is confident though the Jordan River swells and rushes against his mouth." One of the characteristics of behemoth is self-confidence. He is large enough and strong enough to swallow a raging river. Thus, we see that behemoth is closely related to Leviathan. And we talked about Leviathan before last couple of weeks, y'all. God is using these creatures as pictures of pride. Pride causes men to rebel against God. All rebellion and disobedience are rooted in pride. The problem with self-confidence is that it is confidence tied to self. Our confidence is not in the flesh, but in God. Any religion or works is one of self-confidence, but true Christianity is based on salvation by grace with our confidence in the shed blood of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Does anyone have any questions or comments at this time? If so, press one. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. If anyone have any questions or comments at this time, press one. Glory to God. Okay, we're going to wrap up here shortly, but I do want to talk about conquering behemoths. Conquering behemoths. Amen. I think Sister Evangelist Kimmy Ruffin, did you have any questions or comments?
Oh, yeah, I had a comment. I like what you just said about the self-confidence because, you know, you were taught that since you were young to have self-confidence, you know, to believe in yourself. But it's really not biblical because we can't do anything on our own. We move and have our being in God. So we have to watch these cliches that we're so attached to that we grew up hearing. And I really never even thought of it like that until you just said it. And that's the truth. We have to have our confidence in God. So thank you for sharing that. That blessed me.
Amen. Amen. Glory to God. We thank God. You know, I say this all the time. No matter how old we get, we're always learning. And when we learn it and we apply it to our daily lives, you know, we become a better person. We're able to walk and understand and lean on God and not our own understanding. And that's so important. You stop learning, you really stop living. And so I'm excited, and I thank you for that comment and reading and other people that are here online saying, you know what, I was thinking the same thing. You know, so I thank you for bringing it to our attention. Amen. God bless you so much. Amen. Thank you. Amen. Thank you all for being here in Bible study on tonight with us. I know last Wednesday we were not on. I had to be taken to the hospital, and, you know, I thank God I'm back on. I just pray for God to be back in position so that we can be sealed. Amen. And just trust to God for restoration. I do want to let you all know those who plan on coming up to the show this Saturday will not be a show. I have to reschedule the show. I had to cancel it so I can fully recover. So I could be, I'm not ready to perform at this point. So I'm trusting God by August 21st, I'll be ready. I'll be healthy and strong and well to be able to be back on, be on the show. But I thank God I'm here today in Bible study. I love Bible study. Amen. So we're going to wrap up here. I just want to go over this one point before we wrap up today. And I said, I hope you all got something from it. If I was moving a little too fast, you can always go back and listen to it here on Blog Talk Radio, The Preacher and the Pastor. And you can click on today's Bible study and go back over it. Amen. Conquering behemoth, you all, when we look in the same chapter, chapter 40, go down to verse 24 in the book of Job, it says, he taketh with his eyes, his nose pierceth through snares. The Taylor translation says, no one can catch him off guard or put a ring in his nose and lead him away. The New American translation says, who can capture him by his eyes or pierce his nose with a trap? This verse shows us the difficulty and impossibility of catching and conquering behemoth. Man in his own strength cannot tame or capture behemoth or Leviathan. Only God, who created them, can tame and subdue them. Our confidence is in the Lord of hosts. Our captain is raising up and training an army of believers who will wage war in the spirit against the behemoths of our day. Do not attempt to face this strong man head on or alone. You must be submitted, you all, under the proper spiritual covering to be effective in the fight. Let the leaders and mature spiritual warfare ministers in, you know, in the church, in our church, in your church, those who are not with the Gospel Public Ministry and other churches that are here in Bible study, let those in your church, church leaders, who in how to pray. They know how to pray against behemoth. See, some spirits are beyond our individual authority and are not to be roused without proper strategy. Remember the seven sons of Sceva, you all, in the book of Acts, chapter 19, verse 11 to 20. And you all can go there. We can go there together. Come on, you want to go? We're going to wrap up right here. So let's go to the book of Acts. Hallelujah. Give me one moment here. I dropped something here. The book of Acts. Everyone, chapter 19. The book of Acts, chapter 19, verse 11 through 20. Hallelujah. And I'm going to read with you all here from the King James Version, just so we can place our eyes on it together. And it's verse 11, chapter 19, verse 11 through 20. The Bible says, now, God worked unusual miracles by the hands of Paul, so that even handkerchiefs or aprons were brought from his body to the sick, and the diseases left them, and the evil spirits went out of them. Then some of the itinerant Jewish exorcists took it upon themselves to call the name of the Lord Jesus over those who had evil spirits, saying, we exorcise you by the Jesus whom Paul preaches. Also there were seven sons of Sceva, a Jewish chief priest, who did so. And the evil spirit answered and said, Jesus I know, and Paul I know, but who are you? Then the man in whom the evil spirit was leaped on them, overpowered them, and prevailed against them, so that they fled out of that house naked and wounded. This became known both to all Jews and Greeks dwelling in Ephesus. Verse 17 says, And fear fell on them all, and the name of the Lord Jesus Christ was magnified. That's verse 17. Verse 18 says, and many who had believed came confessing and telling their deeds. Verse 19 says, also, many of those who had practiced magic brought their books together and burned them in the sight of all, and they counted up the value of them, and it totaled 50,000 pieces of silver. And verse 20 reads, so the word of the Lord grew mightily and prevailed. Amen. Yeah, excuse my tongue again today. My words are getting all tangled up. Hallelujah. So we see it here in Scripture. You all united under the leadership of God and of heaven's armies, we have been anointed and commissioned to pull down strongholds and set the captives free. The Lord is increasing our discernment and understanding of the strongholds of the devil, and we thank you, Lord, for it. Amen, 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 amen. We're wrapping up here in Bible study. As we were talking about today, if you're just listening in, we're talking about behemoths, the spirit of the behemoth, understanding how it works and how it controls the multitude. So at this time, if you have any questions or comments, press 1. I'll open up your line, Sister Dillon and Evangelist Kim, because I can't tell if you all are not. Once you press 1, it kind of keeps the mark on there saying that you have a question. So I'll open it up anyway and see. Sister Dillon, do you have any questions or comments?
No, I don't. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you, Mom. God bless you. Amen. Evangelist Kim, do you have any questions or comments?
Yes. The scripture that you just read, I'm trying to remember, I'm trying to hear, why did they get beat up by that evil spirit? What happened? I mean,
they didn't have the power. They didn't have the Holy Spirit.
Okay.
And they wouldn't know. Hmm. So, okay, let me see if I can break it down for you better. So, let's say, for instance, I go somewhere, you go somewhere, they know me, the people know me, right? They know who I am, and
right.
They let me in. They listen to what I'm saying. I tell them to come out. You go and tell them to come out. They say, we don't know who you are, and they jump on you. You may have a robe on and everything and a cross around your neck, and I tell them to come out. They come out. You go, somebody, I'm so-and-so. You come out. And they look, we know Apostle Tawalika. We know Apostle John, but who are you? And then they beat you up and tear your clothes off for you. You have no power, no authority. Does that make sense? I'm breaking
that
down. I mean,
no,
does that make sense to you?
That's just like,
okay.
You have to be careful who you go do ministry with, too. Don't
exactly.
You just take anybody with you to ministry. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm
screaming at it. My child, but come on, and you come out there beat up, and they looking at you like, what happened? I thought you was a prophet of God. I thought you was a minister of God. What happened? You went in there, and they said they didn't know you. And the spirit jumped on. So what happened was the spirit that was in the person that jumped on them. It jumped on them. They were trying to call spirits out. They had no control. And so the spirits, they jumped on them.
Okay. Well, thank
you. That's what the scripture saying. I hope I broke that down for you when you really tried it. I'm sorry.
No, I know it, but I kept forgetting, like, what made that happen. You know, I hear it scripture a lot, but I forgot exactly why did he prevail over them.
Yeah, because they were, and one, they were not in Christ. They were not through the Holy Spirit. They were exorcism. They were exorcism. Those people that try to, you know, get to call spirits out there, come with you with the cross and put it on your head and come out. You ever seen a movie where they have a cross and they be trying to get spirits out of there, call somebody to come to the house? And that spirit, it's a spirit that's in there, but they don't have no power.
Yeah. All right.
So when we look at the scripture, in this particular scripture, when it said the sons of Sceva were impressed by Paul's work, whose the power to drive out the demons came from God's Holy Spirit. So they didn't have the Holy Spirit, and not from witchcraft. So they were operating with witchcraft. And so... Mm-hmm. So that's what happened when they were trying to call out these spirits, and the spirits attacked them.
I got it. All right. Well, thank you so much. I put a bookmark on that one, working with no power.
Working with no, that's what it is. Working with no power. They had no power.
That's just useless. Right,
yes. Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Amen. Thank you. God bless you. Thank you for asking. You made me have to talk to answer you, but yeah, that's what that is. Hallelujah.
Right.
Hallelujah. You have people that don't be trying to go in there. You have people that want to show off and want to be seen and ain't got no power and go up in there and holler about, come out, and then that thing come out and jump on them. Yeah. And took off. And so, but yeah, and that's what they were doing. Amen. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Thank you so much for that.
Thank you.
That question. I thank you all for your comments and your questions, because you never know, you may be helping someone, because not everybody feels comfortable with asking questions or, you know, giving a comment, because, you know, some people don't want to feel like they don't know. And I mean, the worst thing to do is just to stay in darkness and not ask, you know, concerned about somebody saying, why you should know that? No, if you don't know, you don't know. And guess what? Sometimes we forget, and we got to be reminded. That's why we be in Bible study. That's why we constantly study the Bible and study the Word over and over, because if not, it'll slip. You know, so if I don't continue to study a minute, I will forget. I am just as human as everybody. I have a really, really good memory, and some of us don't. We have to write everything down. And I'm one of those people. I write everything down. Literally, I keep pen and paper. Mm-hmm. I keep what I need at my fingertips. So I think y'all know that about me. I say it all the time. Everything I need is at my fingertips. Even before I get started. So God bless you all. Thank you all so much for your comments. Thank you, Evangelist Kimberly Redford. God bless you and your family.
Thank
you all so much. Thank you. God bless you. Y'all, thank you all again for tuning in to our Bible study. Thank God for this opportunity once again to be here. I missed you all last Wednesday. And I just thank my Heavenly Father and Jesus, mighty name, for being able to be here today and understanding the scripture and studying it and going back over it. When we get back together next Wednesday, we're going to talk about Belial, you all, the wicked ruler. It's just so much, and we have an understanding of it, and see, just making sure that we're not a part of that, and, you know, and if we are coming out of that situation, no longer operating in darkness according to these spirits that are controlling, not being a part of the multitude of the wicked. Amen. So God bless you all again. Thank you all again for your comments and questions. And those of y'all that had comments and questions and didn't press one, I hope that either myself or Evangelist Kimmy Redford and Sister Dillard may have asked something or commented on something that helped you as well. So God bless you all. We're back here on Saturday for our lead teachings, you all. We want to find out where the Bible comes from. How did we get the Bible? We missed last Saturday because I'm still trying to heal, but I'm here in place. I'm able to talk and kind of sit up a little bit. versus last week. I could barely, like, kind of sit and stuff like that and stand, but I'm doing better, thank God. So God bless you all. And Sunday, we have our Sunday service at 10 a.m. and 2 p.m., trusting God for it all. Let us pray as we close out. Father God, we thank you, oh God, for this opportunity that you allowed us, oh God, to receive the lesson on today, understanding the behemoth, oh God. Lord, we ask in Jesus' name that you would lead us and guide us always, all the days of our life, oh God. Lord, we ask that the continued revelation, knowledge, and wisdom be poured into us, Father God, that we will not be tempted, oh God, that we will not be blindsided by the works of the enemy. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, help us, oh God, in all our ways, Father God. We give it all over to you. We surrender all that we are to all that you are. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, I ask you to bless everyone on the line today in their household, every situation that's concerning them. Father God, I ask in Jesus' name that you turn it around for our good. Amen. Oh, Lord, any curse has been sent our way, Lord God, we ask that you turn it around to bless us, amen, and we just want to say thank you, Father God. Lord, bless all, keep all, strengthen all in your word, and we just want to say thank you, we love you. We thank you, Lord God, as we leave this line, but never your presence. Lord, we ask that you continue to be with us and our family members, protect us from all seen and unforeseen dangers of this world, and we thank you for it, Lord. We seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail, and the promises of God and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwelleth in us. It's in Jesus Christ's mighty name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you all. I love you. I thank God for you. You all have a wonderful night in the Lord. God bless you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God.
Oh, I want to see him. Look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, hold me last, ever to rejoice.
I want to hear her say,
give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him, and I'll give him back so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally stop breathing,
I wanna hear
yeah.
Bell.
King on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold streak, gold mansion. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you in the gate, but if you ask him, he'll give you that like, can you imagine? Living without all his grace. Sometimes I still get amazed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Pressure for all of my days until I finally stop breathing, yeah.
One time,
yeah.
Don't
to get there on a great day. But when I get to heaven, gonna sing and shout. Been nobody there to put me out. But I